Okay, so Karin, you are a ballet teacher, I think.
Well, it's a combination of ballet and yoga and Pilates and Calinetics.
That's just about everything. Is that an Olympic sport?
No, Calinetics. Well, no, it's not, but it's just basically an eclectic mixture of exercises that I have done on and off all my life since my ballet career finished. And they're basic designed for any person, male or female. And the idea is that you get great core strength, long, lean muscle, and it's teaching you posture, grace, elegance, and a certain je ne sais quoi. So without adding bulk, because a lot of exercises people like doing running, they go to the gym, and it adds lots and lots of muscle. And I just think that the best muscle for me is the long, lean muscle. So basically your legs are like steel.
But okay, so if somebody came to you, for example, with a back injury, would you have a specific course tailored for them, or would that require someone
else? Not a specific course, but I'd be very mindful of their injury. And obviously if it was a really bad prognosis medically, then I wouldn't even dream of accepting them for my classes. All my classes do have a disclaimer, but saying that, a lot of my exercises actually improve backs. For instance, sciatica. It's a great, great way to relieve, if not cure, sciatica, which is a major problem in a lot of people as they age.
But anyway, back to your ballet career now then, Karin. Mm-hmm. So whereabouts did you train?
I trained, well, my initial training was like all little girls or young girls, little classes in the local town after school or on a Saturday morning. They then went up from one class a week to probably two classes a week. I was at grammar school, so I did my grammar school education in Kent. And then I auditioned for various dance schools when I was about 15. My first place was a school called the Legat School of Ballet, which was an incredible, that was a boarding school, that was an incredible environment. It was an old monastery set in Sussex. And I was very, very fortunate, and I managed to get a scholarship to fund me for that, because my mother was a single parent at the time, so that sort of thing would have been completely out of her reach and my reach. So I went there for a short period of time, and Kent County Council funded that for me. But then the school was not recognised by the council anymore because they were, well, lack of funds, yeah. Lack of funds, really. So then I auditioned for a couple more schools, and I got a place at a school called the Andrew Hardy School of Dancing in South Kensington in London. So I went there for 3 years. It was a mixture of jazz, mainly ballet, bit of tap, which I actually loathed, believe it or not, and still do to this day, some yoga, all sorts of aspects, character dancing, which I absolutely loved. You know, so you learn.
What things. Is character dancing? Sorry.
Character dancing is where you learn traditional Russian dances, peasant dances, Italian dances, like the tarantella, Czech dances, Hungarian dances. Love that.
We had the eclectic mix.
Yeah, big swishy skirts and lovely little shoes, and you could just kind of show off. You know, you could just be oomphy, whereas with the ballerina type of life, you're kind of a bit more sort of sedate and a bit more graceful and elegant.
So really, the course you did sounded a bit like the fusion that you offer.
Yes, absolutely.
Now, what brought you to Brittany? It's quite a jump from South Kensington to near Saint-Mayer.
I'd always had a love of France. I always had this like itinerant travel thing in me. And I knew a couple of people in Brittany, and I decided that my time in England was up. I liked the lifestyle of the French people, and really, I just wanted to come here for my latter years, for my swan song, I suppose.
Right. So what is it in particular you like about this part of Brittany?
What do I like about this part of Brittany? I like the rolling hills where I live, and the scenery. I like that slight spiritual feel to it, I think. Obviously, the Rose Granite Coast, I think, is absolutely outstanding to see and be at. The food, the wine, of course.
Karin, thank you very much.